Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Well, last night, President Obama and Republican presidential candidate Governor Mitt Romney set aside some of the contentious campaign for comedy. And for charity, there's an annual tradition here in New York City. The candidates come and trade jokes at the Alfred E. Smith Memorial Foundation dinner. Listen.
As some of you may have noticed, I had a lot more energy in our second debate. I felt really well rested after the nice long nap I had in the first debate.
People seem to be very curious as to how we prepare for the debates. Let me tell you what I do. First, refrain from alcohol for 65 years before the debate. Second, find the biggest available straw man and then just mercilessly attack it. Big Bird didn't even see it coming.
All right, so a little bit of self-effacing humor from two men, admittedly probably with gigantic egos because they are presidential candidates after all. That's nice to see. How did the president and the governor fare from a comedian's perspective? Well, we've got the man, my friend, radio host, political, Pete, I'm calling you a quasi-expert on politics and an expert on comedy. Pete Dominic is the host of the stand-up show on Sirius XM and a contributor to CNN and my pal. Hey, Pete.
Hello, handsome. Yeah, No expert. You're the political expert. I'm a commentator. I'm just a stupid guy with an opinion.
You're a very smooth talking head. Your head is very smooth, and in other words,
that is literally accurate.
So you got to take in some of this performance. I found it self-effacing and pretty funny. Let's be honest; these guys don't write their own jokes. Who had the better writers?
Romney.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Why do you
Romney
think-
had the better writers? Obama gives the better performance, but Romney's jokes. There were two jokes particularly that were, I think, good because they were focused literally on, you know, Obama's at least conceived policy. You know, he had the joke about President Obama's, I guess he said something about his economy, sponsored by the letter O. It was after that Big Bird joke he just played, sponsored by the letter O and the number 16 trillion.
Yeah.
Great joke.
Yeah.
And then he had a great joke, Romney did, about President Obama looking around the Waldorf thinking, so little time, so much redistribution. Another great joke. And Obama's jokes about Romney were basically about Romney's personal wealth,
yeah.
You know, nothing about necessarily his policies or anything else. And both of them, of course, taking lots of shots at themselves, which is how you win over these audiences.
All right, let's give him a chance here. Let's listen to Mitt Romney in his own words, taking a jab at his opponent.
And don't be surprised if the president mentions this evening the monthly jobs report where there was a slight improvement in the numbers. He knows how to seize the moment, this president, and already has a compelling new campaign slogan. You're better off now than you were 4 weeks ago.
pretty good
joke. Another one, yeah. Another policy kind of, yeah. Funny joke. I mean, not great, not as good as some of the other ones, but not bad. And the great, you know, the funny thing, Todd Zwillick, is I like it when President Obama is doing comedy and he almost gives credit to the writers by laughing at the joke. That little chuckle.
He'll glance down.
He's laughing at the joke itself.
He'll glance down at the page. He'll look at the audience and glance down at the page and then laugh like, yeah, I'm reading this for the first time kind of thing.
Exactly.
Like he's enjoying it too. He's pretty good at that. Well, Pete, you said that self-effacing is the way to win over these crowds. Now, let me give you President Obama sort of being self-effacing about the thing on everybody's mind, just how very bad he was in the first debate.
Yeah.
He seems to know it. Listen.
Although it turns out millions of Americans focused in on the second debate who didn't focus in on the first debate, and I happen to be one of them. I particularly want to apologize to Chris Matthews. 4 years ago, I gave him a thrill up his leg. This time around, I gave him a stroke.
His delivery on the word stroke. The president knows how to deliver a joke, Todd. And the other thing is, as you said, massive egos on these guys. President's perceived as being a pretty arrogant guy. And when you have that perception and when you are the president of the United States and you can take those kinds of shots at yourself, that is really appealing to an audience who, by the way, came to laugh. They knew that they were there to laugh. It's not like, you know, you're at a presidential speech and there's a joke in between and you have to figure out whether or not that was funny.
Yeah.
These people knew they were there to laugh, and they did.
All right. Well, that's the self-effacing part of the humor. Both candidates did some of that. let me give President Obama a chance to make fun of his opponent, which he did gently but pretty effectively. Listen to the president.
Yeah, I'm still making the most of my time in the city. Earlier today, I went shopping at some stores in Midtown. I understand Governor Romney went shopping for some stores in Midtown.
because Mitt Romney's really rich, Pete. That's why that's funny.
Those jokes are never not funny.
It's pretty good.
You know, it's a lot of fun to make fun of people who have hundreds of billions of dollars. You know, it's like when I do jokes about that. You know, he went into the grocery store, Mitt Romney in New Hampshire. He came out. Reporters were asking him what he bought. And he just looked in his bag and said, well, groceries. And the truth, why he didn't say anything that he bought in the grocery store to connect with American people. He could have said tomatoes, and we would have said, hey, Romney's like me. I like tomatoes. Yeah. But the truth is, I think he actually bought the grocery store. I mean, I was doing that joke for the last couple of weeks at the Colbert Report where I warm up every night. And, you know, it's fine. It's funny. It's harmless.
Yeah. Well, Mitt Romney seems to be aware of this little foible of his personality and people's sort of perception of it. Maybe not that he needs to be a little quicker on his feet like you are, Pete, but here's Mitt Romney kind of making fun of himself for buying the whole store.
Now, Al, you are right. A campaign can require a lot of wardrobe changes. We blue jeans in the morning, perhaps, suit for a lunch fundraiser, sport coat for dinner, but it's nice to finally relax and to wear what Ann and I wear around the house.
Should have prefaced that he's not wearing black tie. He's wearing a white tie tuxedo, as fancy as it gets.
You know what's funny, Todd, is that if I were to critique performances here, the president is very confident in these situations. He's very confident speaking in front of an audience, and he's done comedy at the White House Correspondents. He's been here and done these types of things so many times now at this point. And, you know, Mitt Romney Sunday today made a bit of a mistake, not only saying he wanted to take a swing at the president, whatever, but that he said, I thought it was even more telling that I think his name, Tag Romney said, you know, my dad gets terrified before these, and then corrected himself. Well, not terrified, but nervous. Mm-hmm. Well, I think Mitt Romney, you could tell he was nervous, as any comedian can be in front of an audience like this. And it took Mitt Romney a couple moments, I should say, to get a little bit more comfortable. So he had to get that first laugh or two. But clearly Mitt Romney is more nervous in these situations than the president, who has a lot of experience in them and seems to thrive in them.
But with the better writers, according to Pete Dominic, well, go on C-SPAN. That's one place where you can find the whole Alfred E. Smith dinner comedy. If you missed it, you should watch it, guys. Pete Dominic is one of the smartest, funniest, and baldest political watchers out there. Host of SiriusXM Stand Up with Pete Dominic. Pete, thanks, buddy.
Doesn't get any balder. Thanks, Todd.